Hey, friends. Y'all know what it is. It is the Lit Southern Belle podcast with the one and only Lit Southern Belle, Mimi Nava. And it's Wednesday. Oh my goodness, this week has moved slow. But go ahead and get into intro real quick. Today we're talking about edification. And what does that mean? And what does that mean to me, since I am open to be a little personal? We'll see right after this. All right. We are back. I bet y'all thinking like, what does edification mean? Okay, since I like definitions and like to write things down and take notes, edification, the instruction or So we about to look it up. Because for some reason, I like to write sloppy. Here we go. The instruction or improvement of a person morally or intellectually. Okay. How did I come about this thought, and how did I come about this topic? Well, I got a story. I have come to be grateful that God has put people in my life that can elevate my mind. Will elevate me mentally and financially. I'm also in a group. I'm in a group where, you know, it's not just about, oh, they own, they pop in, they got money, let me join with them. It's like, no, these are people who've changed the way they've think about their life, and they've taken control of the things that usually people have problems with, financial problems, mental problems. These people have just shown me that it starts with myself and myself only, and that, you know, I can change so much of my life just by making decisions that most people wouldn't make, and that it's going to take an investment. It's going to take some money, some grit, and some true commitment. And I think this has been one of the most humbling lessons I've ever had to learn. And I'm on the phone with the people in my organization, people that I'm, the place that I'm a part of. I'm listening to all these people talk. They're like mentors to me because they say so many wise things. They've been where I've been, and they can help me, you know, go along the right path. And this person said the three things in order to be successful is accountability, edification, and passion. And I was kind of like, wow. It blew me away, because in order to be successful, you have to take accountability for your actions. Am I doing everything I can do to get to point A to point B, and to really just execute my goals and my vision? Or am I halfway doing it? Am I half-assing the work? Those are things that we ask ourselves, and we don't like to ask ourselves those questions because we already know the answer, and the answer sometimes it disappoints us. So that's why we refuse to answer or just make up some BS answer. And he said the second thing was edification. So you improve, well, it's the impression or go back or improvement of a person morally. Meaning that every day you're trying to be the best you possibly can be, and you hold yourself accountable. By holding yourself accountable, you're aware of things that you're doing wrong, and you know better. So things that all you have to do next is do better. And passion. How else are you going to, you know, promote your goals and your dreams and your visions if you don't feel passionate about it? People aren't going to be interested in someone who is not passionate or enthusiastic about the things that wakes them up every day. And, you know, people are like, well, how do you know you're passionate about something? I said, when you wake up, what's the first thing you think about? Is it that thing? Is it that hobby, that activity? I want to say thing because it's weird. But is it that hobby or activity that, you know, keeps you up at night? That makes you know, does it make you happy? Does it make you forget about all the things that may not be positive in your life? I know for me, doing podcasts, communicating with people is something that literally gets me up every day. It's the reason why I'm here. It gives me a purpose. It gives me a reason to be on this earth and continue to contribute. Sometimes some people haven't found their passion yet, which just makes them very hard. And, you know, sometimes some people question their existence here. But with edification, really, I just wanted to just be like, okay. So I gotta hold myself accountable. I'm not holding them accountable because I want someone to do it. I'm holding them accountable because I love them. And I'm just like, whoa. You know, because I heard something yesterday when I was listening to people who were like mentors to me. They were like, you have to put yourself back at zero. And I was like, okay, what does that mean? And they're like, you have to do the things you used to do to get to where you are now. Now you are, you know, good and skilled at your craft. You can come in interviews. You don't have to really, like, do much, you know, say much. I'm going to give a better example. Okay. A celebrity, for example. They walk up in a place, people know who they are. You know, they got the nice clothes on, hair done, nails done, whatever. Haircut, nice shoes. And, you know, they can get jobs left and right. You know, they can get, you know, any job they want because their talent has such a big portfolio that it's just that great. Unlike a person who's just starting out, they have to dress nice, dress the part, or go all out and go extra to impress these directors and producers. Well, when you're a celebrity, you ain't gotta do that. You just walk in. Or not even that, they call your agent and they be like, hey, we want so-and-so for this part. Do they want to do it? Sometimes you don't even have to audition. So, and I think for a celebrity to, you know, for them to get back to zero, it's just wear regular clothes. Yes, they'll still be noticed, but just wear regular clothes. Be, you know, normal. Not really normal, but just be chill. You ain't got to put on the suit today. You ain't got to put on the dress today. You know, you ain't got to do this, this, and this for the public eye. Like, we see you, and we know you're doing good. And the fact that I'm blessed to be in a group with a group of people who are so caring and so loving, and most importantly, they put God into their life, and I think that's so dope. And really, with edification, it equates to passion to me. And what that means is that the amount of passion you have, the more you're quick to edify yourself, like, you know, go put yourself through the edification phase, holding yourself accountable, you know, always improving on your skills morally and intellectually, meaning that if you hold yourself accountable and you realize you're not doing what you're supposed to do and you do more, you're showing love towards yourself because yourself will never lie to you. Yourself will always tell you, hey, you're not putting enough in. Hey, this, that, the third. Hey. And, you know, sometimes your body doesn't have to tell you. Sometimes you not getting that job will tell you. You not getting that campus queen spot will tell you. You have to, people are like, well, what's Eddie's part from other people? I feel like, you know, I had such a good platform, that's in the third. What did you do to encourage people and change the way they think? And not let alone just change it, elevate it. What have you done? What is special to you? Because sometimes I think we realize that a lot of things we do where we're doing big things and, you know, they may take off past the campus life. You're still a student and you're still a student. That's all I can say. You needed more people. All right, now that we're done talking about edification, where I got that from, I just wanted to share that with y'all and hope that y'all can take this word and apply it to your life however you will. It was definitely an empowering experience to hear my fellow member or colleague speak so highly of his success, because he said that he had to do it. He had to make it work for him. And I think that's so, to me, that's so dope. I'm at this point now where, you know, people are asking me what I want to do in the future. And, you know, I tell them, I want my own TV talk show. Preferably not on TV. I want it with Netflix. I want that. I really do, because I want it to appeal to my generation. We don't watch TV that much. We're streaming everything. I want to have a talk show on Netflix. I want to appeal to the young people. And I want to appeal to people in my age group. You know, I went to the interview today, and like, this is the third time someone asked me, what do you want to do in the future? And I feel like it was a pattern, it was a theme, and something that I was missing, that I wasn't seeing clearly. And really, it's just that God has given me a chance to sit and just speak my goals into existence, because he knows that he's about to turn them into accomplishments. He didn't say when, he just said that he will. And, you know, and I feel that presence. And I don't know, I don't hear what someone says, like, oh, yes, you're going to have all your things. But no, I don't hear it. I feel it. I feel like, I don't know, like, it's so weird. I just feel like I think about the things that I'm going to do and the goals that I have set for myself for the rest of this year. And, you know, bleeding into 2020, I get chills. I get real life chills thinking about it, because I know how dope it will be. And I know that, I know, I just smile to myself thinking like, dang, God really blessed me to have this talent and this passion to share with others. I'm not even making it about me. And that's the thing, like, I can't. I'm doing it for people back at home. That's who I'm doing it for. I'm doing it for the people back at home. And God, I can't do nothing but go hard. You know, I'm on my shit. I have things I like to, you know, I'm doing. And it's just like, I really enjoy it. I really do. I'm passionate in every aspect of whatever project I have going on. I probably have about 10 going on right now. But, you know, funny, you know, weird thing aside, honestly, everyone today that has asked me what I want to do with my things, and meeting all these people who are freshmen about to embark on their journey in this media industry is so dope to me. And that I can give them wisdom, and I can give them things to go by that have helped me, and that I'm loving enough to pass it on to them, because I want to see them do well. I want to see them. Anytime I see a freshman that has the same major as me, I'm so willing to help. And like, I'm just in this place where I'm so beyond blessed that honestly, the reason why this word edification hit me so hard is because I'm at that point of edifying myself, to where my interactions and the way I think of things is showcased and shown to others, so they can see that, oh, she's really leveled up herself, or oh, she's on another level. The way she carries herself is unlike no other. And I feel that in the room, when I walk into a room and I have to present myself, that's how I feel. I feel like I am a whole another person in another form. And intellectually, I feel like I just improved. I've just gotten smarter. I've realized that I'm capable of doing more than what I thought I was. I got stronger too. And it's so crazy to me that hearing the word edification just clicked so many thoughts for me of how much I've improved, you know, done so much self-improvement with myself, and, you know, physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, I have just evolved into this person that I can truly say I fuck with it. I like this person, and, you know, that I like the person I'm becoming, and it's so great. I'm elevating, and I see this passion growing, and other people can see it. When other people point out that how passionate I am about something, I feel so flattered, like, because honestly, that's the biggest compliment anyone can ever say to me, is they say how passionate and hardworking I am, because damn it, it goes unnoticed sometimes. I feel like that sometimes. I feel like sometimes that what I do for people, what I do in general, goes unnoticed. And it's nice to know and be reassured that it doesn't, and that people are out here actually watching what I do and waiting for me to succeed again. And that warms my heart. That warms my heart. And I keep hearing, you know, be consistent, and, you know, watch where you'll be in the next 30 days. Like, I'll claim it. And the fact that people are claiming things like that for me is so dope, because, you know, I'm starting to realize this is what these chills are for. These chills are to remind me that my purpose, my goals, my compliments that are to come will be so much bigger than me, and will have an impact that will just take over everybody that's around me. And it's a positive thing. And sometimes I sit and I think about it and I just want to cry. But I don't cry for real like that. But like, I just get emotional thinking that, like, God has truly blessed me to be in this place that I'm in, knowing that 6, 7, 8 months ago, I did not feel like this. But I had to get through the 6, 7 months of what I went through to get to here and feel the way I do. Honestly, I can't even put into words how I feel. And, you know, I just want high quality everything for myself. And I know that, like, it's a feeling in my chest that's like, it's only an arm's length away. All I gotta do is just keep doing what I'm doing. Keep my head on and keep working and grinding. And then, like, I have what I want. That is so satisfying to me. All I have to do is just stick to the plan and stick to what I've been doing. Then after that, it's just light. And it's a light at the end of the tunnel. You know, I never thought that at this point in my life, before 20 years old, I feel like this. And I feel so able to just knock down these accomplishments and execute them in a badass way. And when I say badass, I mean like a fucking dope ass way. It gets me excited. It gets me giddy. And I'm just smiling right now. I can't even stop smiling, because I know the things I have planned for me will definitely, oh my gosh, it's special. It's an expression of myself, and I'm so in awe of it that honestly, I could look at it and think about it all day. It can take up my mind all day, and I'm just so grateful and so, so ecstatic over what the rest of this month has for me. And I just know that everything will be great. Everything will be great. And I'm at this point where I feel so full. I feel so full. And it's not like full like food. Yes, it's like that feeling, but it's not food, it's energy. I feel like I have so much energy that it's boiling over. It's boiling over. I get kind of jittery. I get kind of like shaky, but also I smile a lot. I smile so much more. You know, my eyes look alive. I'm not just existing. And that's one of the best things that has put me at ease this entire month. And I wrote down these things and affirmed them and spoke them into existence. I said, I will feel confident. I will feel centered. And I spoke these things out to myself last week. I said I would feel confident, happy, and centered. Today, all the things I spoke have came into fruition. I've taken my work seriously, applying to internships, and I'm starting to get things together for other projects that I can't really say out loud. And I feel like everything's going to work for me. And no one cannot tell me a damn thing. And it's just so great, y'all. Especially in the middle of the week, when my beginning of my week didn't start off the way I wanted it to. I rushed a few things and things of that nature, but I get here now and I see everything starting to click. And I'm just like, this is what these 3 weeks were for. These 3 weeks were just putting in and putting in and putting in. And I would get so fed up, so frustrated, and, you know, so distraught. And then I realize now, this is what it was all for. Now I want to keep going. Now I want to do more. It's like the little kid that gets on the roller coaster. He's scared to death to get on it. Gets on it, he's screaming like crazy, crying, ah, gets off. I want to get on it again. That's how I feel. I seriously don't want to get off this ride, this journey that I have for myself. Because I know that I'm capable of getting to the point that I want to get to. All I have to do is get a calendar, sit down, and plan. Plan. I know what I deserve. I know what I want. And I know that I'm going to get that shit. And I think that it's beautiful to see. So beautiful. Today, I just felt like I was just floating. That's how much energy I had. And I did it, and it didn't come from a person. It didn't come from an object. It came from me. I had the ability to make myself feel confident, happy, and centered. I have edified myself to the point where I can intellectually think of myself differently. That I have sat and trained myself to think of myself differently based on what I do for myself, how I take care of myself, and that I don't have to change my morals. I'm meeting people who align with my morals. I don't have to change who I am to get to people or to the things that I want. And everything is so satisfying that I'm so at peace. Everything's so satisfying. I'm at peace. I can just lay down and chill. And that's hard to do for a person that has anxiety. Laying down and chilling is not, it's never an option. But today, it was. I wanted to sit down and chill, and I just listened to music, and I just sat and I smiled, and I just closed my eyes, and I just moved my head, and I'm just like, this is it. Never ever felt like that before in my life. And I still feel that way now. I'm so, so content with where I'm at. Not comfortable, but content. I truly love the phase I'm in this life. And it's wonderful. It is completely wonderful to have so much reassurance, backup, help, assistance, and take those things and be assistance to others. I've literally sat here and improved how I thought about my life and how to look at it. I changed my entire perspective, and my morals have changed a bit as well. And I realized that there were some things that I didn't agree with. But also there were some things that I was like, okay, I can take. But at the same time, at the end of the day, passion drives all. And I'm so happy to be as passionate as I am. I never ever thought, if you would have talked to me in high school, freshman year, I would have never known this type of woman existed. Confident, badass, and just simply doing what the fuck she wants. And simply throwing herself to any and everything that makes her feel passionate and that gives her the biggest smile. Because when I am passionate, I'm smiling, and I'm happy, and I'm content. And I love every minute of it. And I don't want it to stop. I don't want it to stop. All right, my friends, I hope you enjoyed the second episode of season 2. I hope you could take a page from your rule book and slap it and apply it to your life. Oh my goodness, y'all. I hope y'all all have a flourishing rest of your week. I hope you enjoy it. Stay flourishing, my friends. And don't forget to follow the Instagram, mimi.nava_. That's mimi.nava_. And also follow the Twitter. I promise that I'll post every day like I post on the Instagram. But we busy out here in these streets. But we will also make it work because there's no excuses. So definitely, I will cater to that. And I'll definitely keep every social media handle updated as much as possible. Follow the Twitter, it's @LitBell. Or you can just type in @TheLitSouthernBell. And you will see the podcast logo show up and click on it. And if we get more followers on Twitter, I'll definitely post polls and definitely be more interactive with y'all and see what y'all want to hear from me. Because I always want to help y'all. I'm here to help. That's what this is all about. Giving you the rule book. Giving you a sheet at least. And hopefully it turns into a rule book. That's my ultimate goal. Stay flourishing, my friends.